This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Today on iRadio's Group Chat Business Spotlight, I'm delighted to be joined by a young entrepreneur who is turning purpose into passion. Joining me is Anna O'Sullivan, who is one of the co-owners of Nibbed Cacao, a female-founded brand rooted in wellness, in intention, and the powerful benefits of cacao. I'm excited to talk about her journey and the inspiration behind the business as well, and also the rising popularity of cacao in general. Anna, thanks for joining me on iRadio's Group Chat Business Spotlight. Let's start at the beginning. What inspired you to start the business? Was there a specific moment or a need that sparked the idea?
Yeah, so my Aunt Lisa, it was all the brainchild of her. She actually is a chef by trade and she got laid off during COVID. So we are a COVID baby, as many businesses started during that time. She's a chef by trade, and a lot of chefs actually don't learn much about real chocolate. They use chocolate buttons and stuff like that they just get from catering. So she really wanted to learn. She had all this time off. She was like, okay, where does actual chocolate come from? And she did a little bean to bar chocolate course down in West Cork over the space of a weekend. It was kind of during the time when you were allowed to kind of go out and do a few little things. And she went down and she learned about where actual chocolate comes from, which is a fruit. It's a pod and it grows on a tree. And there are around 30 beans in that pod. And so she was like mystified by this cacao pod. And so she was learning about different ways to use it. She was like, no, I definitely will never make chocolate, but I love cacao tea, which is made from the husks of the cacao bean. And so started experimenting with a lot of teas. I got wind of this pretty early, and I have a background in marketing and branding and social media. And I also have like a background in health foods. I've always been obsessed with nutrition and healthy eating. So I was like, oh, I love cacao, like pure cacao by itself. Can I come on board, just help you with your branding, help you with your website, and I'll go my way. But eventually we decided, okay, let's just partner and make business. So we kind of came up with like not products. We went a bit hell for leather with it, and we had cacao teas, we had chocolates, we had cacao nibs. And then we last minute launched the Pure Cacao, which is our only product right now. And we were like, I don't know if this will do well. It's pretty niche. And then over the years, so that was like 5 years ago, we just saw how much of a clear seller it was. And we just let go of all the other products. And now we only have one single ingredient, pure organic cacao. And that's just taken off for us.
That's how we came across it, is because myself and Leah saw like videos and pictures of you online, like holding like mugs of cacao. And I was like, I don't think, like, I'd be familiar-ish with cacao, but I don't know if I've ever consumed it. Like, I imagine, is it a hard thing to source? How do you go about it sourcing it organically and sustainably for the business?
Yeah, so that's like a big principle of ours, is to get, so we're very strict on our sourcing. So we've made things a lot harder for ourselves, but of course it means like the best quality. So we source only from social enterprises and only from like South or Central America or the Caribbean. So you can get cacao from the Philippines and Africa. A lot of the world's chocolate actually comes from Africa. But it would be like not always the cheapest, but a lot of it would be like cheap cacao. So we only source like social enterprises, South America, Central America or Caribbean, and has to be certified organic. And so those are like our top things that we have to go by. So there's not a whole lot of those in the world, but there definitely are amazing farms and cooperatives around the world, like in that part of the world. So we can get great beans, and we get beans sent to us and then we make it from bean to bar.
Wow. Okay. And
so that means that we like roast cacao beans and make it into the final product. And with cacao, like, I know you say you don't know if you've consumed it before. The cacao is actually so nuanced. There's so many, a lot of people will have said to us, oh, I have cacao in my cupboard. I have like cocoa powder. And we're like, okay, well, we're not cocoa powder. We are pure cacao. So like basically we're 100% chocolate. So the cacao butter is still in ours, whereas with powder, they remove the fat, which is the cacao butter, which is like amazing. And it gives it that rich texture and taste. So powder is great for baking, but when you make a hot drink, you want to use our stuff.
And I imagine that there would have been so many challenges in the beginning with launching something that is a little bit more niche like yourselves. What were those early obstacles like, and how did you overcome them to continue to build as you have now?
So probably the main one at the very beginning was the fact that we launched during COVID. So it was like the height of COVID. So we couldn't really like go out to a load of shops and, you know, like drop in samples and stuff like that. So we had to do everything by phone and email and send samples by post, which actually was fine in the end. I think we had such a high conversion rate because we sell really well in like health food stores and like just like more gourmet food stores, and they loved it. But then it also forced us to then really push social media so that people could buy on our website. So it was a challenge, but then it also kind of like forced us down a way of just being like, okay, well, we can't like go to a market and sell at a market and test the waters. We just kind of have to go to retail this way and direct to customer online.
You mentioned health food stores and things like that there. What actually are some of the key benefits of consuming cacao, like the people that might know about?
Yeah, there are actually so many. It is the OG superfood. So it's really high in antioxidants. It is really high in fiber, so great for your digestion. My favorite benefit is the fact that it is gives you a nice calm energy. So we call it a coffee alternative because it is high in a stimulant called theobromine, which is a cardiovascular stimulant. And it's also why they call cacao a heart opener. It's like the hippie way of saying cardiovascular stimulant. So I don't know if you drink coffee. Do you ever get the jitters? Do you ever get the jitters from
drinking
coffee?
Absolutely. I don't drink a lot of coffee, but whenever I do, or if I consume too much caffeine in general, yeah, you get like the shakes and you're like, yes, oh my God, exactly. Oh my God, what's happening? Yeah.
Yeah. So we always promote cacao as like a coffee alternative because it can give you energy, but it's more like a calm energy as opposed to that peak and crash of coffee. So that's a huge benefit. And I think a lot of people really, really notice that benefit a lot because we do a cacao challenge at the moment and we're saying like, what are the benefits you're finding? They're finding it's like a grounded energy. But also kind of like in contrast to that, it's high in magnesium. So it's also really good for helping you relax. So a lot of people find that it's great for helping them sleep. There's and also one more that like a lot of people love is the fact that it's really good for sugar cravings. So it's high in chromium, which is good for balancing your blood sugar. So people are saying that they're not like going for the chocolate biscuit after dinner. They'll have a cacao and they're satisfied. They don't need all this sugary stuff.
Is it more of a bitter taste, or like what would you describe it tastes like to people who are kind of curious about this brand?
Yes. So well, if you're new to cacao, whenever I'm doing a tasting and someone's about to put the cup up to their mouth, I always say, be warned, it's not hot chocolate. It might smell like it. It might look like it, but it's not sweet. I personally wouldn't describe it as bitter because bitter is kind of got like a negative turn to it. But if you are very used to very sweet stuff, you might go, oh my God, that's bitter. But it's more that it's actually rich and dark. It's dark. Like it's 100% cacao. Whereas like chocolate that you would find in the shop, the newsagent would be like, it could be like 20%, 15% cacao. And the rest is made up with like sugar and palm oil a lot of the time. And a lot of other ingredients that just are not what cacao is.
I have come across kind of like, do you know when you eat really dark chocolate? Is it kind of like along that line of things?
And yeah, it's very dark. You do get used to it, I have to say. Like a lot of people might, like whenever I do a tasting and I see their face scrunch up, I say, you know what, give it two or three more goes. And the amount of people who come back and they message us on Instagram, they'll say, actually, when I first tried it, it was such a shock. But then I've given it a bit more of a chance and I absolutely love it.
What do you think sets your business apart from other businesses that are out there in the health and wellness market at the minute?
We are quite unique in the fact that cacao, we're really promoting it as a coffee alternative and a hot drink. And like there's obviously, you know, there's matcha. Matcha is a green tea and that's really popular at the moment. Cacao, it's people would say maybe matcha is quite grassy in taste, whereas we would be like very nostalgic in taste of chocolate. So people like find it so comforting. So it is a health food and you'll find it in the health food store, but you're not kind of going, oh God, I have to, you know, it's not like a grass, what are they called? Wheatgrass shot. You're drinking it and you're saying, this is so good for me, but it actually tastes delicious.
So many people think that things you get in the health food store can be a little bit hard to consume, but it's refreshing to hear someone say that no, it actually is a very, very wholesome product and things like that. And what is next for you guys? Have you got any plans for the future in the next 6 months even for Nibs Cacao?
Yeah, so this year is, well, it's a big year because we've always wanted to launch into the UK, but things get delayed and we are selling on our website to the UK, but we really hope to go a bit more hell for leather with a UK launch. And obviously just a bigger population and such an opportunity for us. Also though, new product development, which is really exciting. We really want to do new blends, maybe different origins and some limited editions. So yeah, they're kind of like our big pillars at the moment for this year.
Big things coming in 2026 then. Finally, for aspiring entrepreneurs who might be listening to you this evening, particularly young women or family-inspired founders, what advice would you give to someone thinking about starting their own brand?
Just go for it. You know, like it's one of those things where if it keeps niggling at you and you keep thinking about it, I really think you have to pursue it. If it's something that's like a fleeting thought and you kind of thought about it one day and then you just forgot about it, like, or you might remember it every now and again. But if it's something that keeps niggling at you, I would say just go for it and just put in the research and what makes you unique and how you can really stand out as a brand. And definitely, I think social media is the best tool you'll ever have. Put yourself out there from the beginning and show your build process. I think people love to see behind the scenes. I think that's my advice for now.
Speaking of social media, where can people follow along with your journey over on socials and learn more about your products?
On @nibbed, so NIBBED _cacao, CACAO. And you can go on our website as well, so nibbed.ie.
Thank you for all of that information. Really appreciate you jumping on iRadio's group chat. I feel like I might go and get myself a cup of cacao now myself. So thank you so much.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.